Hello again and welcome to the Speedway Podcast, keeping you up to date with all the latest news from the Isle of Wight Warriors. And this past week, the Warriors became overly familiar with the Eastbourne Eagles with two meetings in just 3 days, starting at the Andrew Uni Smallbrook Stadium on Thursday the 31st of August.
They come past me for the last time. Who's in the lead? Backhorse, who's in the lead at the moment, but trying to go up the inside is Josh Bailey. Very exciting last lap. Can't quite see in the dust who it is. I do believe it's still Scott Campos taking the lead for the Warriors. You can hear the Warriors going mad for the great to have a win. Just lifted our spirits is what we needed. Wow.
Well, it was the high-flying Eastbourne Eagles that were the latest visiting team to return to the mainland with all four National League points as they ran out comfortable winners against the Warriors side, again depleted by unexpected absence. This time it was Chris Widman who, despite tremendous efforts, found himself having to cry off when planned cover in his business failed to appear. In what was always going to be a tough challenge against one of the playoff contenders, Warriors actually held a 4-point lead after three races despite Ben Wilson incurring a starting offence when a twitchy Jake Knight moved slightly, drawing Wilson into touching the tapes. Wilson was visibly annoyed but did well in the restart to catch and pass Eagles' Charlie Powell after conceding a 15-metre handicap to the visitors. Eagles' breakthrough came in Heat 7 when Coles and Josh Bailey diced for the lead. It looked for all the world that Coles had done enough, but coming out of the last corner, he glanced inside as Bailey roared outside to take the checkered flag by inches. That race put the Eagles 2 points up, and Heat 8 was another classic, with Powell and Scott Campos racing nose to tail, until, as in the previous heat, Powell found huge drive off the last bend to pass Campos on the run to the line. Heat 15 provided a fitting climax to an evening of cut and thrust racing in front of a large crowd who were royally entertained. With Eagles tracking an unbeaten Knight and the ever-improving Bailey, it was Campos who triumphed in a thrilling wheel-to-wheel side-by-side battle as Wilson moved into third, eclipsing Knight, who found himself at the back, where his strenuous effort saw him clip the fence to put him out of contention. It finished Warriors 39, Eastbourne Eagles 51. And live on the night, Simon Steele, aka Humpty, was there as ever to speak to the key figures. He spoke with Warriors captain James Cockle and co-manager Barry Bishop. But first, here's what Humpty made of a disappointing night at the Andrew Uni Stadium.
Well, as you join me here on my own for a quick recap of the meeting, just as I finished the live broadcast, as one of the mascots one of the people from my first skid is flying around the track. Yeah, it's a great shame to see Barry Bishop keeping an eye on him, one of his protégés. Bit of a shame. The meeting seemed to be a very closely matched meeting until about halfway through when the Eastbourne Eagles started to pull away, which is a shame. But Eastbourne are a very much informed team with a couple of track specialists for the Isle of Wight over here. I think the heat of the night, really, if you take away from the fact trying to find something exciting that the Warriors didn't win, was the recovery from Jake Knight in the last heat, who came into the first corner and just bounced into the air fence of his back tyre, and had a huge wobble on coming from the first corner into the second corner. How he kept hold of it, I didn't know. I thought that was going to end in tears. And of course, in that last heat as well, the win by Scott Campos, which sent the home stand alight with noise. It's just what we needed to cheer us up after another difficult meeting. But there you go, we're getting towards the end of the season now. Been one of those years, hadn't started quite as great as it could have done for the Warriors, with not being allowed to field the team that they wanted, and all sorts of problems with the mid and later order riders. But I think we have settled down a bit, and I think if things have been different, if things have been the way they were from the start of the season, things might well have been different. But hey, we got a few races to look forward to now to end the 2017 season, and onwards and upwards to next year.
Hi, I'm James Cockle, and you are listening to the Speedway Podcast on Vectis Radio.
Right, I'm here with James Cockle after the meeting. Perhaps the result doesn't quite show the effort put in by the team tonight.
No, of course it don't. disappointed in my own score with a fall, trying to race for first place. But
I did say on the commentary, perhaps sometimes if you don't fall off, perhaps you're not trying hard enough.
Yeah, of course not. You know, I said this to the management after it happened. You know, should I maybe waited and then maybe got a second at least, and it puts another 2 points on the card. But what do you do? Racing's racing. I'm here to race, and
hindsight's a wonderful thing.
Yeah, it's all right saying it after I've done it. You know, and I felt like that afterwards, but at that moment in time, and I was in that position, I wanted to win. So it's done now. It's over. On to the next one. And all year we've had meetings where we've deserved more out of it at the end. We get to the final stages and it just all seems to go wrong, and I don't know how.
Yeah, it just sort of ebbs away, doesn't it? But it hasn't been the best of seasons, has it? The team wasn't the way the management and everyone wanted it from the start. And then from probably about three quarters of the way through, it settled down to where we wanted to be, and it was a bit sort of like too late, really, wasn't it?
Of course it was, it's messed us up all season now, and I still don't believe we've got the team that we really wanted as a club still at the moment. And no disrespect to any rider, you know, I'll put myself in that status as well. There's seven of us there, but I don't know, you know. Hopefully I'll be in the plans for next year. If not, might be time to call it a day. I don't know. I still love my racing. I don't know what to say about it. You know, I've been saying the same thing all season.
It's disappointing, isn't it? We at the end of the day, everyone comes for a win. But as I say, the atmosphere here, even though we struggled a bit this year, is still fantastic amongst home supporters, isn't it?
I can't believe the fans are still here every week in, week out, and they're still backing us. And
of course, there's this huge cheer for Scott in the last heat. That's just cheered everyone up at the end of a rather fraught night.
Yeah, of course it does. You know, I was just saying to Scott in the change rooms now. You know, it seems like he's got a new lease of life since he's moved away from King's Lynn. I rode with Scott many years at King's Lynn, and the move I made last year to come here, it gave me a new lease of life, and it's a good move for me. Best move I've ever made, you know. I wish I'd done it years ago if they was here. But as the season goes, you know, I haven't had a bad one myself. Finishing the season at number one, which I'm proud of. But obviously it takes more than one rider to win a meeting, so it's alright me doing good, and I'm still losing. It ain't no good.
Well, so, that's the trouble, isn't it? But I say onwards and upwards. Got a few meetings left at the end of the season, and see what happens next year. But as I think as long as it's still happening out here, you'll have a good Warriors base here, I think.
Yeah, of course. I hope the fans still enjoy my exciting times when I do win a race. And I do respect that and appreciate it, and try to give it back to them as well after a race, just to show some love there, really. They keep me going, you know. Without fans, there ain't no speedway, is there? So I'm happy to be here, and I love it here, you know. It's just, I wish the team done a bit more throughout the season for the management, you know, for Martin and Barry. It guts me every week to walk away here saying we've lost.
Still, if it was easy, everyone would be at the top of the league, wouldn't they?
Yeah, of course they would, you know. Like, I say that to my dad, if I knew what the issues were, and to go faster, and that would be a world champion. So we give our all, seven of us give our all every week, you know. None of us come here to not score and to not win. It's just unfortunate. It just don't seem to be working, and I don't know what. Can't put my finger on it, so we'll get there.
Hi, I'm Barry Bishop, and you're listening to the Speedway Podcast on Vectis Radio.
You joined us after the meeting here. I'm interviewing Barry. It didn't quite go the way perhaps it could have gone tonight.
No, we were unfortunate, as we said, but the Eagles come here, they rode well. They had Bart Baisby, who was telling them the fastest way around the track, and they listened, and that was the difference. We were unfortunate. We had a couple of slide-offs, but in general, you can't fault any of our riders. They all did their job tonight. Jamie as well, he rode really well.
He was trying so hard, he fell off, didn't he?
I've just
been speaking to him, and I said, "Well, that proves you were trying hard for first place."
Yeah, he really tried too hard tonight, Jamie. So it was just beaten by the better team on the end of the day. The racing was great, the crowd loved it, just the wrong result as always. So as I say, we continue to, for the next two home meetings, and see what we can do, but the focus now really is already on 2018.
It's great to see Scott Campos do his bit in the last heat, and I think that's one of the biggest cheers of the season from the stands when he won.
Yeah, I mean, Martin was particularly proud of that. I put a tongue-in-cheek bit into today's programme saying that I'd never let him be team manager after last week's result again, just for a bit of fun, and he came up and he was so happy with Scott's ride in the last race. So, again, it's part of the show. I think everybody had a great time tonight. The kids' race was fantastic. But the result was the wrong way, and that's it.
Of course, as we said before, lots of other things. Obviously, Speedway is your main passion, and I guess everything that happens here helps to fund and helps to promote Speedway. But you must have had a very tiring but obviously very successful weekend last weekend, Bank Holiday weekend.
Yeah, we had the scooter rally here last weekend. It was exactly that, very tiring and successful. It was long days, finishing 2 or 3 in the world, 3 every morning. But they, you know, they're all good guys and good girls as well. There was no trouble at all. They had a great time. They came, they danced, they ate, they drank, and it was in general great fun. So,
and of course, that's part of the great Bofa of people visiting from the mainland, and of course, Islanders, it's part of the great community asset, the Andrew Uni Stadium, isn't it?
Yeah, it's becoming more and more so, and so it was quite interesting that more and more people now know about the Speedway being down here. They also know about the other activities we do here as well. So Speedway is just part of what goes on down here, and again, you're right, we're growing it, we're making more use out of it, and part of that involves festivals and things like that. But at the end of the day, the festivals and the scooters pay for us to be able to run the rest of the sports here.
Humpty talking there to co-manager Barry Bishop and Warriors captain James Cockle. And with defeat against Eastbourne fresh in the memory, the return fixture took place just 2 days later on Saturday the 2nd of September as the Warriors made the return journey to Eastbourne. Here's Humpty with the match report.
The Isle of Wight White Ink Warriors travelled to Eastbourne to contest the return fixture, knowing that the Eagles boasted an impressive unbeaten home record at Fortress Arlington. With Chris Woodman still missing because of work requirements and Adam Portwood given prior notice of his unavailability for this date, Warriors used the rider replacement facility for the former whilst Jamie Bassell stepped into Portwood's number 7 slot. Additionally, with new team averages in force, the Island side were forced to shuffle their riding order, with James Cockle moving up to the number 1 jacket, a move that hardly fazed the skipper as he went on to top score with 12 points. Ben Wilson, now riding at number 3, battled hard for 9, while Connor Coles, returning to his early season home track, suffered a torrid night of fails and mechanical problems to total just 3. With the dialed-in Eagles winning 12 races, mainly from Jake Knight and Josh Bailey, the hard-working Warriors were inevitably going to come up short as the home side cemented a playoff position. The final score there was Eastbourne 57 with the Isle of Wight 33.
Well, that's it from the Speedway podcast this week. The Warriors' next home action is on Thursday the 7th of September against Mildenhall Fen Tigers. Join Humpty and Shania live on Vectors Radio for that from just before 7 p.m. and join us all next time for another Speedway podcast.